Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Real talk.
Worries if I die, so why try? Danger feel stepping my way. Bodies get violated on a Friday to do a die way. Your death threater, sender, head spinner, rap beginner, light dimmer, three knockout count winner. But still reach up, lay him down, teacher. Your funeral serving church preacher, your black curse coffin seeker, the body polluter, the thug recruiter, the Brownville white Brooklyn trooper, the cocky mountain mover, the face basher, the lyrical brain smasher, the knowledge waxer, the Donald Trump
the money stasher, body blaster, rhythm slasher, the human asthma, breath taker, body dumb waster, the slot cocker, the block locker, the knot rocker, the shot popper, the jock cock blocker, the bass splitter, human disgrace getter, the lady slitter, phone joneser, sneak over tap your babysitter, the barrel smoking, vest toting hearse initiator, rap supplier, the human thug generator, the honey gamer, the chicken tricker, the slicker, long clip pistol whipper, the ready to rust that ass kicker, the track maneuverer, the box barrier, the off the dome rapper, the C-74 ox carrier,
the G-seller, the chest sweller, the stacks under my death sweater, the money bag dweller, the stitch provider, the guest rider, the culture inserter, FMJ experter, the man you never heard of,
the hard rock disser, the thump man, the out of one clan, the stunt hit in 34 days in the month man, the front man, the Brooklyn representer, the beat down center, the two brothers, the hottest rappers out summer to win,
the girl cheater, the beat bass beater, the street sweet keeper, the body, the concrete meter, the mosquito, the ism smoker, the liver choker, the spot stock broker, the rugged pitcher poser, the car scrambler, roll you flux, same suit, poker gambler, nasty amateur, damager, snap master without the camera.
Camera, the big guzzler, the plug to your mug tussler, the slug juggler, the crazy thug hustler, the Lexus warner, the chain ring and bracelet flaunterer, the chamber toter, the mansion having sauna soaker, the corner stander, the style crammer, the takeover spot block demander, the block the prop handler, the pager hitter, the fast go cash flow getter, the transmitter, North Carolina, the shorty hitter,
the rhyme kicker, the internal heart dog sticker, the red skull body hitter, rep with joints on my promo sticker, the trigger happy, father got calling pappy, my slugs blow out, grade wave patterns to keep your hair nappy, to the death finger, MOP bell ringer, how about some hardcore fan singer, the jam swinger,
the nautical wearer, the car canal man, the Mr. Get Jig, the fly man, notorious ready to die man, the illest, the Brown Village, Bruce Willis, die hard feeling some C, quicker to feel it, style when I spill it, the vital kicker, the thug dealing title stripper, the item flipper, the crisscross recital kicker,
the black history throbber, the racial thinker, the 9-9, the 5-bomber, the jaw sinker, the hell fighter, the revelation writer, the Egyptian spirit inviter, the original body bag tire, the money stasher, the knuckle crapper, the aka club basher, my brother got a record bragger,
the chamber spitter,
the grand prize winner,
the life and death beginner,
the 95 in a day high with a heaven sinner,
the proclaimed cooker, the hookup on your hooker hooker, the 35 cent shorts on my 2 for 5s overlooker,
the rap burner, the Ike Tina Turner, beating learner, the hitman, the money earner,
the psychologist without the derma, me and my little brother,
the watch your back, bust me off brother undercover, the burner to your head pursuer,
the big daddy Kane, little daddy Shane overdoer.
Sound like we in business. What up, everybody? Hump Day Wednesday, Relationship Wednesday is what we call it. jump on it, 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. It's your hip-hop informer, that dude TM, coming to you live out of Tampa tonight. What up, folks? We're talking about life stages. Listen, are you in a situation where you feel like you've outgrown your mate or you've changed significantly and they need to catch the hell up? Listen, you're not by yourself. That's what we're talking about tonight. We're going to talk about it and make it a topic that you can talk about at home. How about that? You can say you heard it at the social lab. We know. You can use us as an excuse. Outgrown your mate and don't know how to talk about it? We're going to help you. All the way live from Itty Bitty Plant City. Hot Chocolate, welcome to the show.
Boom, 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 boom.
Maybe not.
Later on, yeah.
Maybe not. She was here. Charlotte, North Carolina, Princess Madam CeeLo Boston. What up, mama?
Good afternoon in the morning time. What's going on? It's Wednesday, hump day.
What it do? The DMV brings us shade change. Yo, dope website, man.
Oh, thank you. Since you mentioned it, for those that are listening and for those that are going to catch the podcast, check the website out, savejames.com, man. It's your one-stop shop, man, personal training. We got TM Hyman Radio. We got some clips on there, a little bit about my DJ expertise and my Cassells, man. You know, if you're trying to look for those Cassells, the staples of the 80s, man, they're trying to come back around full circle, and you know, if you don't want to pay $600 for them,
All right, enough.
Hey, man, I got to put my plug.
You ain't paid the show for no advertising, dude.
That's it.
Jeez, you give a dude an inch. Damn.
Hey, man, want to be, hey, give brother Rope, want to be a cowboy, man. You know how that go.
All right, now.
Check me out, though, savejames.com.
Yo, definitely a dope site. Listen, tonight we're going to help you pop off that convo, you know, that couples really need to have. You know, this is the reality. Reality is women are much smarter than men. I mean, that's reality.
True.
Wait a minute.
Women mature. Well, I'm just going to listen.
Don't you say no,
women
mature.
Women mature. they mature faster than us, and typically they make better decisions than us. That's why I'm qualifying the statement, they're smarter. However, comma, you aren't the easiest to deal with.
Ah, preach.
You aren't the easiest to deal with. And sometimes in a relationship, we feel like we've changed significantly. We're not the same person. But how do you maneuver, or what's the next step when you are in that space? Most people break up. I'm the hell out of here. I don't think that's always necessary. You have to, one, embrace the truth. I've changed. Going from your teenage years to your 20s to your 30s to your 40s, you are a liar if you say you haven't changed. You've changed. And in most instances, 20 years later, 9 times out of 10, you've outgrown some aspect of your relationship. Hey, but you're going to get it tonight. God. Is that your proclamation?
I ain't gay no more. You cut that out right now.
is that your proclamation?
That's that. Hey, that's what some people have to say. Some people come out of the works and say it. You know what I mean? You know?
I'm not gay no more. I am delivered.
When you outgrown a situation, when you've been delivered, when you outgrown a situation, what's the next step? Do you up and leave?
You haul ass, yes.
Your significant other? Or do you talk it out? Is it possible for that person to catch up? That's the conversation tonight. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. We got the married perspective, the singles perspective, and the divorced perspective tonight. We'll be right back. Wow, this should be interesting.
Say the name, what you do, cut. If you knew what to do, you'd be on tonight.
3926 is the number to dial. It's your boy Save James. We here right now in the Social Lab, TM Hyman Radio. You tuned in to the best internet radio show in the world right now. Not the land, not the nation, not the state, Craig, but the world. Top flight. Top flight.
Yo, big up to my dude Dollar Bill out in Ohio, about to pop off that 7-city tour with Urban Survival, Urban Street Survival. Ohio.
Top flight.
Ohio State. What up?
Word. Yeah, but whatever, up to Ohio State, you know what I'm saying? Boo to the city of Cleveland for stealing the win from the Bulls again last night. Anyway, we here talking about life stages, man. Have y'all grown your mate or changed significantly? And it's a relevant topic. It's a relevant question. And I think it's a real question that everybody who's been in a relationship, I'll say... The number of completion, or the perfect number, is 7, as they say, as we've been told.
That's right. That's right.
7 is the number of completion. If you've been with somebody 7-plus years, you know what? And I've always been taught that every 7 years of your life, not even just with somebody, every 7 years of your life, there is life changes that go on. You reach another plateau where something else major shifts in your life. Sit back and think about what I'm saying. From 7
That's
to
real.
14... From 14 to 21, from 21 to 28, from 28 to 35, and for others, from 35 to 42.
Oh, you got to go.
I'm just saying, I mean, you can let us know how it feels. You know what I'm saying? The air is thin up there. So I don't know. My altitude ain't that high.
Watch this stuff. Watch it walk. Not the air is thin up there.
The air is thin up there, son. I'm just saying. But while we at it, let us bring in our other part of the Voltron ensemble. All the way from Itty Bitty Plant City. It's 7x6 chocolate plus.
That's hey. That's right. Seven times six.
Plus question mark equals hot chocolate.
That's right. I'm here, and I'll take every one of those years because I'm
crazy.
Here to have them.
Crazy.
Dude, crazy.
That was he said 7x6 plus. But wait, then he
seven
said the error
right
was
there
for
plus N.
Plus
seven
N.
Times
really?
Six plus N.
Now,
hot
it's
chocolate.
An algebraic equation.
Equals HD.
Oh my
like
God.
When you cross 4 and you get filth or something.
Right. Right.
What's up, everybody? Square root of this apartment.
Me. The square root of TM Hyman Radio minus you is me.
What up?
What's up, baby girl? I missed you, man.
Nah, I missed you too. What's going on, everybody? Sorry for my tardiness,
hey,
but I was blessed to attend the birthday dinner of my Uncle Junior, who's here in the Tampa Bay area visiting from El Paso, Texas. So happy birthday, Uncle Junior. We love you.
Happy
and
birthday, Uncle Junior.
Happy birthday.
Yes.
Hope you leave his wallet
it's
in El Segundo.
It's Texas even on Christmas.
That's California crazy.
No,
oh,
it
so
is
what?
Hot in Texas right on Christmas. I just don't know why.
Hot chocolate, break into the topic for us tonight. Have you ever outgrown a mate or changed significantly and didn't know how to keep up with that, didn't know how to communicate that?
Oh, no. I've outgrown a mate, and I wholeheartedly knew how to communicate it. It was straightforward and very forthright and honest. It did take me 2 rounds. To do it actually, but and it didn't take 7 years, but
2 rounds.
Yeah. 2 rounds.
two rounds of the relationship. It did.
Two rounds. Uh-huh. So was that because you communicated your expectation and you gave him an opportunity to rise to the occasion? Or did you separate and come back together?
Both. I gave him the first chance to get himself together, and he failed to rise to the occasion, so I separated myself from the situation. But being the kind-hearted person that I am and the type of person who will try and make things work, you know, till there are no more options to make it work.
I think most people try to make things work. Most people try to make things work because they really don't know how to get out of it.
I think I give people the benefit of the doubt almost to a fault. And that's
I think that's
that I'm
most people.
No,
that's good.
That's why a lot of people end up in domestic violence.
I think there are more people who stay. I think more people just talk trash. They're going to talk trash in the street, but they're still going to stay.
Hmm.
I think that's most people.
I don't know. By the time if I came to y'all and was like, yo, I'm done with this dude, blah, blah, blah. If I'm talking to you about it,
well, yeah, you came
I've already said
it.
What I had to say.
Yeah, that's not most people, though. You're rare.
No, but, right.
You're rare.
Exactly.
Yeah. So you said it didn't take you 7 years. It took you two relationships in how many years? Two relationships,
years
same
total.
Person, how many in 4 years?
4 years total. A year and 8 months the first time, and, well, a little under 4 years, and then 9 months the second time.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay. So
interesting.
All right, so you noticed the BS early on the second time.
Absolutely. The leopard does not change his spots. They might rearrange themselves a little bit, but they don't change completely.
I don't know if that's true. Some people do change.
Well, if they want to. They can't be made
that. Of course you have to want to.
But, you know, I mean, think about this, that it's a lot of people, like you were saying, that stay in relationships because they don't even feel like going through the thing of meeting new people. You know, because of,
yeah,
you know, whatever situation they've been in. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with that, though. Most people don't want to start over.
True.
Especially if they have some age on them. Yeah, especially if they got some age on them.
And I know a few close friends that will talk the talk, you know, leave the situation, and I believe they won't readily admit this to me, but I believe just for the sake of not having to start over with someone new again, even if the familiarity of the situation is negative, they know that they're not going to be as happy as they deserve to be or that they want to be, but they know the person. They know, you know, what they're about, even if a lot of it is bad, they'll go back to that same situation.
Yeah.
Right.
And let me just clarify, when I say outgrown, you know, when we say outgrown tonight, you know, we're not talking about you're no longer attracted to them. That's not what we're saying. You know, we literally mean outgrown because, you know, you can be real shallow. Sometimes, you know, I know for me, sometimes I can be shallow, you know.
Okay.
We all have that trait and that ability.
Yeah, and so, I mean, sometimes we can no longer, it's not that we're not attracted to you or we're not, well, I'll stop right there. Tonight's topic, have you outgrown or changed significantly?
Speak on it. What the hell are you stopping for?
Yeah, because I don't want to, you know, go down a path. But say, James, speak on a topic tonight, brother. Have you ever outgrown or just changed significantly on a chick, and you just be like, nah, I don't know about this?
Yeah, I've been on both sides of that fence. Like, my first real relationship, she outgrew me because, you know, what, she was very successful in business, and we were the same age, but she was skipped twice, so she was 2 years ahead of me academically. So when she graduated college, I was still like a sophomore. You know what I mean? So she had moved on with her life, got a master's degree and all this stuff, and just making money. And I'm still working part-time at Finish Line, trying to balance my classes. You know what I mean? And it was a conflict of interest. So she, you know, and she gave me a card and was like, something, the card on the front, it was foul. Card on the front was like, sometimes love isn't enough. I said, damn.
Wow.
What you trying to tell me?
Wow.
She went straight there.
Yeah, yeah, I mean for the jugular, son. Went for the jugular. And,
straight,
you know, so, you know, I had to get the point. You know what I'm saying? I had to move on from there. And the second serious relationship I had, it was kind of like how you had, Gina. It was like, you know, we was hard body with it for, like, you know, a strong, probably like a strong year. And then things kind of went awry because I was in Atlanta and she was in New York. And I was like, you know, I respect you too much as a friend to ruin this relationship because of infidelity. So I think it's best that we, you know, not see each other because I'm end up messing around on you. I already know it. I got my own crib, got my own car, and chicks is, you know, I'm digging chicks, they digging me. It's not gonna work. And I respect you too much as a friend to want to do this to you. You know what I mean? And you know, after a while, after when I slowed down, you know, we started talking again. And then we was like, you know, let's see if we can make it happen. And she came down to Atlanta, and it just wasn't it no more. And, you know, I just kind of outgrew the person. Like you said, there's so many words, you know what I mean? It wasn't nothing personal, but it was just like that same spark, that same butterflies in your stomach used to get when you knew you were about to go pick them up from the airport. It was like, I'm going to do my homie a favor. You know what I'm saying?
It was dead.
You know what I mean? Once I knew that, once I saw that difference, and that was so it was that major of a drop-off of emotion, I was like, damn, and I got four more days with her here.
Hey.
That's all I kept thinking.
Wow.
Yeah.
You,
word, it was really
changed.
Bad.
That's a
it
significant change. Hey, it's 9:25, everybody. You're inside the social lab. We're talking about life stages. Have you ever outgrown your mate or changed significantly? How did you deal with it? Or are you still dealing with it? Mercy, mercy me. Hey, it's 9:26. We'll be right back. TM Hot Radio Live. It's the social lab. Hump day.
I got a bone to pick. I don't want you monkey mouth cause sitting in my throne again.
Hey, you know what's headed? Head back in the hood.
I'm mad, but I ain't stressing. True friends, one question. Where you and I was walking, now I run a game, got the whole world talking. King Kunta, everybody wanna cut the legs off him. Kunta, black man taking no luck.
Oh yeah.
Where you and I was walking, now I run a game, got the whole world talking. King Kunta, everybody wanna cut the legs off him. When you got the yams. The yam is the power that be. You can smell it when I'm walking down the street.
Oh, yes, you can. Oh, yes, you can.
I can dig rapping. But a rapper with a ghost rider. What the f happened?
Oh, no.
I swore I wouldn't tell. But most of y'all sharing bars like you got the bottom bunk in a two-man sale.
A two-man sale.
Something's in the water. And if I got a brown nose for some gold, then I'd rather be a bum than a motherfucker.
Oh, yeah.
Where you and I was walking. Now I run a game, got the whole world talking. King Kunta, everybody wanna cut the legs off him.
King Kunta,
black man taking no luck.
Oh, yeah.
Where you and I was walking. Now I run a game, got the whole world talking. King Kunta, everybody wanna cut the legs off him.
King Kunta,
when you got the yams. I was gonna kill a couple rappers, but they did it to themselves. Everybody's suicidal, they didn't even need my help. I'd probably go to jail if I shoot at your identity and bounce to the left. Stuck a flag in my city, everybody screaming Compton. I should probably run from here when I'm done. To be honest, and I put that on my mama and my baby boo too. 20 million walking out the court, baby, whoa, whoa. Oh yeah, the judge had made it past 25, and there I was, a little nappy headed, and with the world behind him. Life fake, but a fat screaming, Annie, are you okay? Annie, are you okay? Limo tinted with a gold plate, straight from the bottom. It's the belly of the beast, from a peasant to a prince to a king. Oh yeah, where you and I was.
By the time you hear the next pop, the funk shall be within you.
Now I run the game, got the whole world talking. King Compton, everybody wanna cut the legs off. King Compton, black man taking no luck. Oh yeah, where you and I was walking. Now I run the game, got the whole world talking. King Compton, everybody wanna cut the legs off. Remember, you was conflicted, misusing your influence.
917-889-3926 is the number to dial it. And if you want to weigh in with us, boy, the things that go on behind the scenes. TM Pop Radio Live here in the Social Lab. Your girl Hot Chocolate here. Save James, Madam CeeLo Boston, and the General. It is straight up 9:30 here in Tampa Bay.
See, y'all wouldn't get it. Y'all listening, y'all wouldn't get it right now. I was
like, yeah, they have no idea.
Listen. I've got to go here. Hey, Save, you remember I want to shout somebody out. You remember the aftermath of the party, of the little get together for my birthday, and how Gina confronted that thing at the top of the show the next day.
Super duper tight.
Yo, you.
I'm talking
yeah,
about.
I just want to shout out Faith. My homegirl Faith want to shout out right now. Big up Faith Turner. And so I wanted to add some background for that.
Hi, Faith.
Yo, son, she was virgin tight, my dude. I'm talking about. Don't put
sure
it in
was.
All the way tight.
It was not even the tip. That's right.
Don't even pause. Let's wait for another couple of days.
Let's wait a while.
Let me get this thing together. Yeah, let's wait a while.
Yes.
She was super duper tight, son. Yo, I mean, if she really aired your ass out on in front of the world.
But wait, what's funnier is that TM tells me when we go out to celebrate his birthday that Faith is just randomly listening to shows and happens to listen to that show and hears me air her out on the air. So, right. So once again, hey, Faith.
Oh, God.
Oh,
I bet she won't forget me to invite me to no more parties.
Oh, no. She definitely got you on deck. She got you on deck. No doubt.
And I appreciate it. Mm-hmm.
Hey, tonight we're talking about life stages. Have you ever outgrown your mate or changed significantly? Yo, I love this show. Relationships and marital problems come with all shapes and sizes of kind of issues. And a lot of times you really can't talk openly. Let me tell you something. I really appreciate Save James and how, you know, he talks openly about his relationship. He got one of the coolest wives I've ever known. All wives should be as cool as Mrs. James. But I also realized
damn right.
But I realized this, though. The bottom line is, you know, way too often we connecting with people for the wrong reasons. You got to find somebody that's built for you. She got to be built for you. Too many people walking around with other people's partners.
I know, that's right.
Find somebody that's for you.
Yeah. or the part the partner
real
that,
talk.
That the partner that they think they want that is really not for them.
Right.
Yeah.
Based on what they know about someone else. Yeah.
No doubt. A lot of times it's not that you outgrew the person. You were never equally yoked from the start.
Right. And sometimes
yes,
we just
for the wrong
try
reasons.
To make it work. Oh.
Yep.
Mad tape delay. Just a heads up. Crazy tape delay on that one.
That was great, though.
Crazy tape delay. I hit that joint like 30 seconds ago, B.
You got to find somebody, again, that's fit for you. You know, it wasn't that you changed significantly. You know, you just never had, you know, your perfect partner from the start. Hey, it's 9:34. We got adult talk coming up at 9:40. You want to get it in, jump on it, 917-889-3926. You want to hit view. We just saying.
Well,
that's all.
Boston,
well,
talk about
yes.
it. Did you ever outgrow him?
Yes. And he grew on to somewhere else, and it was a good thing. But we tried for 6 years, as long as a relationship I had ever been in my life, and I never tried that again. I never tried it again. But I can't even say I outgrew the person. It's what you were saying, how I think it was for a purpose. Like, I know I was supposed to have a child by this man. Like, at this point in life, I know that was supposed to happen. But at the same time, like, I had more, to me anyway, I had more drive to make things happen then. And, you know, I'm not a cakewalk. It takes a special, you got to be built for this ride right here. It's rough, you know. So,
wait a minute.
You can't be you can't be light in the feet trying to keep up with me. So, but it was just the fact that he wasn't moving fast enough for me.
Well, do you all believe opposites attract? You know, should a driven person be coupled with a calm person?
In most cases, I say yes, but sometimes
because you kind of balance each other out.
Yeah. But in some
yeah,
cases,
to that extent, yes.
The live wire and the live wire together, and then the calm person
yes.
and the calm person together.
To that extent, yes. I believe that I'll say characteristic-wise, opposites are necessary, like you said, for the yin and the yang. But
mm-hmm.
when you want to dive a little deeper into the soul of a person, the spirit has to be, what's the word I'm looking for? Not cohesive, but they have to be compatible. There has to be a
right.
like spirit in the person. You know what I'm saying? Like, one person can't be about entrepreneurship and the other person is corporate America 24/7.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
There's got to
right.
be some spirit of entrepreneurship in there, some way, shape, or form. You know what I'm saying?
So
not
they can
to say
even
that the
know
person
how to
can't
support.
Be.
That's all it is, because support is major. In dealing with
yeah.
somebody, because like you say, you never know what kind of, you know, for lack of a better term, what we're using in this word and using in this conversation today, changes. What changes are going to come about in a person's life? Some people may get
yeah.
burnt out of their daily 9-to-5 that they've been running. Some people may have an epiphany of, or you know, a spiritual awakening that, oh, my purpose is to serve in another capacity other than what you met me as.
Right.
You understand? And though these are very real situations that some mates or some partners may not be willing or may not be equipped to handle and
right.
support.
And not even knowing. Right. Not even knowing that
not even knowing
that was even required from the first, right, from the gate.
That's what I'm
it's,
saying. That's what I'm saying.
Now, let me ask y'all this, because this is kind of in it. Have any of you ever had, like, butterflies? Like, you know, been in that type of love where you get, like, the butterflies and the excitement and all that stuff.
Yes.
Because, I mean, outside of, you know what I'm saying? Like, outside of the regular, you know, I like you, that excitement. But that,
Isn't that
I
what validates it, though? Isn't that what makes
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I think so.
Like, that thing?
Yeah. Yeah.
I think so.
And I've only felt that one time. And, yeah, with one person, but I had to leave that person.
What do you mean?
You know,
what do you mean?
Well, like when I was married, we couldn't see eye to eye after we got married. We couldn't see eye to eye. He wanted to live in Texas. I wanted him to come back to Georgia. And that thing
that,
right there.
That's something that you should have been able to have agreed upon before the nuptial.
And it had been. That's where the problem came in at. But because I could not fulfill what he wanted of me, I felt it was on me to leave the situation. Because I can't be happy when we arguing over something as simple as where we gonna live at. And I hadn't, you know, at that time I didn't know how to let a man be a man or what the hell they even stood for, you know.
So you ran.
Yeah, I did. Hauled ass. Book bag.
Wow.
Kick rocks. Yes. Gone.
You punk.
Not playing.
Even though it hurt me. I'm talking like, it took me years to get over that man. And when I did get over him, he found me.
And you left? And you left.
And I left. But he wants me back. So what do y'all think about that? Hey, could have been
right now he wants you back?
Yeah.
Huh.
Right now.
You sure he ain't just trying to smash one more time?
I'm sure. I am sure. And you're funny.
You won't give him the ass, though.
Hell, ask me that.
She gonna give him the ass.
I don't want to just smash one last time.
She gonna give him the ass, though.
I'm handicapped over here. I don't have no options. Period.
Would you consider going back to him, CeeLo? Straight face.
Huh?
Would you consider going back to him?
I'm trying to tell you.
You said would I consider it?
Yeah.
Yes,
she's already considering it, folks.
But however, I did say this. Hold on. Let me add this, people. Because a lot of times when we try to go back in other relationships without even acknowledging the fact that you could be different, I let that man know I am not the person I was then. We very well may not even like each other when we see each other again. So let's get that part out of the way first before you talk about getting back together.
Hey, she
I'm not
changed
that person
significantly.
No more.
She changed.
Yes, I
she
have.
Changed. She's been delivered.
180.
Hey, adult talk is next. It's 9:40. We'll be right back. She's been delivered.
With a team delivered.
Yes, I've been delivered. I ain't gay no more.
Just keep talking.
She will let a man be a man.
No more. Yes. Okay. I attend.
Just keep talking.
Let it catch up.
Don't I hide it. No, I'm just playing.
In the
no doubt.
S and a H and a A double B and a A R A can A F. Always the best.
Fly the flag.
ASAP mob.
Always.
Do the jump, flung the flag.
Yeah, fly the flag.
Lot of mercy.
Fly the flag.
People. See my name a little louder. Follow up my name, make a rip up the crowder. Pray three times for me on the crowder. Shabba, 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 shabba. Oh man, say a little louder. Follow up my name, make a rip up the crowder. Pray three times for me on the crowder. Shabba, shabba, shabba. Hey, follow up my name, come to my name. Call up my name, follow up my name. Now stop until it reach all of fame. Say your body want shabba, not the same. People, follow up my name, come to my name. Call up my name, follow up my name. Now stop until it reach all of fame. Anytime. Me flame. I mean, they may need a two cold placer. Turn on believer, he not believer. Come code a paper, follow the procedure. Me no rocking but follow the leader. Head dog go jump off a fool them shoulder. Chop off them head with me cleaver. From Jamaica right back to Geneva. Shabba ranking a two cold pleaser.
Shabba rank, shabba rank. Shabba rank. Eight gold rings like I'm shabba rank. Four gold chains like I'm shabba rank.
I can get a new Bugatti, rather chill, rather sit up on the block and take it till I get a meal. What about them old dudes who ain't wanna give me fear? Now they wanna make it Gucci cause they got a deal. Rather double up and drop and hit a booty in Brazil.
Oh, hey, puta cana, we think it's all real.
Bad bitches in my vehicle, yellow hood rats like Pikachu. Hit it from the back and I'm screaming like, like Jesus do. Bring a rapper from the dead like Jesus do. Can't call them both thugs cause they eating do. I'm about to rhyme and flip moves.
He can't Puerto Rican, be freaking a deacon. A hood poke, get good throat and feet in the sheet. She feeling my team, my accent, she feeling the weekend.
Cause I feel like she get.
Hey, why you singing?
I'ma get the bread while I'm breathing. I'm the rookie of the year, and you better believe it. I be barking like a Q, like a bird collision. Like a pedigree.
Need another plug and a quick trip. Quick John, nigga, had that made that money backflip. I'm chopping with accuracy. Accuracy. Go on my toilet like Master P. Lil' mama, she drunk off a daiquiri. Shabba ring my pinky finger, please. Shabba. You mad cause you working at Mickey D. John, nigga, I'm flexing like Hercules.
Flex.
You can take her to the movie and go watch the film.
ASAP
Bird, front me a pelican.
Link, link, link.
That's my medicine.
Link.
Quavo, old money, Sega Genesis.
Take off, got tingo ring. Bling, bling, bling.
Bling.
Been trying to take my ring. Gun go bang.
Pew.
Cast out on a jeweler.
King.
Got a feeling like Martin Luther King.
I had a dream.
Had a dream.
If it's, I only sip. If he near with the beam, I extend in my clip.
If I see the police, grab my chisel and I deal.
Swim.
My fingers, we feeling arenas. I
Shabba.
Figured that Hannah Montana in real. I feel like that Keisha K. Yard. That double AK-47s, they aim at your lip.
Look,
Shabba. You get it straight, you can never f*** with my click, boy. I'll quick hit you with a drop kick, jaw. Bone break, you can see the way the clock tick tock tick. Funny rolling through stop, boy. Bust round back up in the cockpit, spit toxic. Always give it a hot, boy. You can see me shine until it's 666. And these f***s really wanna slump, boy.
So much jury, you're looking priceless out here.
A lot of rappers looking lifeless out here. Kill them till they say you're priceless out here.
Hey, you can let them talk, you know who the nicest out here.
Vroom, vroom, vroom. Bite those, you better get low when you hear the shot, boss. Every time I come, you know I'm body full. Godfather with it while I'm
learning, little rookie. And I'm digging in your shorty, though, kind of bushy.
Oh.
And on a low Versace logo on a hoodie.
Yeah, yeah, horn blowing. Wham, wham, wham.
Let it go, you already know what's really goody.
Goody, goody.
Kill like I'm some kind of cancer.
Bag your bitch, now she my private dancer.
Uh-huh.
I don't understand why I feel like they have to ask who the God is when you know what's the answer.
Uh-huh.
Show coach till they be calling me strangler.
Yes.
$100 million safe behind the plasma.
Okay. Proper with it till they spreading propaganda.
Uh-huh. And when I tech talk and we pop your man up on my shot.
Shabba
ranks on my shot. Shabba ranks, ranks.
Getting so much money, it's like I just rob a bank.
Shabba ranks, shabba ranks. Eight gold rings like I'm shabba ranks. Four gold chains like I'm shabba ranks. One gold jewel like I'm shabba ranks.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say.
Talk that talk, Mr. James.
Talk that talk.
Yes, talk that talk.
Guys, I could dig it. I could dig it. Hey, man, before we start, I just, you know,
Wednesday sometimes, and I don't care who listen to Block Talk Radio sometimes, your server's a piece of shit. Part of my French, my half French. Anyway, yeah, I said it. Come find me, SaveJames.com. Find me there. No plugs. I ain't putting no plugs in. Anyway.
Oh, you know what?
Hey.
Plugs, really.
Hey, I got a quick question to the lady. There was a post on Facebook a while ago that was in this group that's called Man Laws. And it had a picture of a young lady with a very equitable distribution of protoplasm. Okay, she was laid across the bed. You guys can follow my vocabulary, I hope.
Yeah,
distribution of protoplasm.
Yes.
Cliff.
Okay, very equitable distribution.
Equitable,
okay.
Very equitable.
So she was kind of sprawled across the bed in a way, you know, that was very inviting. And the caption read, "If you and your play sister," in quotation marks around play sister, got drunk
that.
And she laid across the
that.
Bed.
I saw that.
What would this mean to you?
I saw that.
Now,
yes, he's in your way. What?
Listen, stop. Let me roll this out. Let me roll this all the way out. Let me roll this all the way out. Okay. Now, mind you, there's a strong emphasis on play sister. Number one. Number two. I am hinting at the fact of this is still a woman capable of making sound decisions. Now, not saying that she was drunk and coherent and out of it and she was passed out on your bed. They didn't hint to that. You guys were just drinking and having a good time, and then she lays across your bed like this. Now, mind you, the picture had her over just like a halter top on and basically like drawers on like it was hot in there.
Oh,
not even socks. Not even with socks on. She didn't even have socks on.
Uh-oh.
That kind of, yeah, exactly. Okay.
Mean
so,
business.
thank you. Oh, you know what?
High five.
I'm not going to get excited. I'm not going to get excited about your response. I just wanted to make sure that the response that I had.
You sound pretty excited to me, buddy.
No, it wasn't right. Excited. But the thing was that it was a lot of, it was a lot of two-way conversations. You know what I'm saying? And
right.
And the thing is, I'm just trying to get to a point of, is that sometimes, if not all the times, if not every time, women know what the hell they doing when they put themselves in that position.
Every time.
And there's been, and I'm pretty sure, stop it, stop it. I'm pretty sure there's been
every
a
time.
Point. I'm pretty sure there's been a point that you've been chilling with this dude for long enough that you would say, you know what, if the opportunity was in some, I would give him some. Yeah, he's cute. You know what I'm saying? We cool. I just want to see what it's like. The curiosity is sparked both ways. So don't even sit up there in front. Like, that's not a valid rationale.
They thought
the
about it hours ahead.
Perhaps.
Weeks ahead. Forget hours.
Okay.
It's been going on for weeks, months even.
Uh-oh.
And then when opportunity presents itself.
Go ahead.
And then when opportunity presents itself.
Yo, you crazy.
You lay the trap. You know what I'm saying? So it's
okay.
Like. I want to make sure that I'm not off base with my assessment of this. Because my initial response to this was that, yo, for all we know, she set this up to be that way. Who's to say she didn't
True.
Want it herself?
Right. If he would even react. Right.
Well, in most instances, it is a setup. And, I mean.
Okay. And absolutely, you know, you've been set up.
It is. I mean, it is a setup. I mean, just want to see what you're going to do.
See what you're going to do.
That's it.
If
you know what, though?
And that's your one window.
Window of opportunity. All right.
But the key word that can't get lost is play sister, though. So I guess you got to assess what that really means. Because if it's a real sister, you know what I'm saying?
Then
I mean,
no.
and it's always been that way. Then you're at risk of incest. because a sister is a sister. You know what I'm saying?
We're not talking about blood relations.
But if you said play sister, so of course not. We're not talking about blood. But if it's that sister that you grew up with, you know what I'm saying? She was your homegirl in high school, and she never looked this good. Then that might be a different type of situation.
Oh, and if she's your real sister, she wouldn't do that.
Exactly.
Thank you. And that was not.
I love my brother to death, but I'm not laying around him in my drawers and
And if it's your real sister, then it's not even a question because that's definitely incest.
Right.
And I don't mean blood sister. I mean if you consider her your real sister, like you know,
that's
real
what I'm,
right.
girl, I'm thinking that's still borderline incest because that's your family to you. That's my family. Then I can't go there because now I risk,
losing something
that's more important than just, you know what I'm saying, a wham bam.
Right.
So the key word, I'm just reminding us, we're going to pause the call, come right back, is 954. The key word in this scenario was play sister and how you define play sister.
But you can sleep in the same bed with somebody of the opposite sex and not do a damn thing now.
But check it though.
Don't play with me like that though.
Before we go to break, I just want to bring this up that even if you do end up going, you can sleep in the same bed with somebody that you even have no thoughts of, and then you wake up with all kinds of ass in your crotch area. What are you telling us to do then?
Yeah, don't play with
do
me like that. Don't take advantage of the opportunity in front of you.
And that's all. That's. I'm just making sure that I'm not crazy. Making sure that I'm
not crazy, brother. You're not crazy.
Is that crazy?
Hey, we're here, everybody. It's 9:55.
Great.
Don't talk.
All the time.
StayJames.com.
All day.
.com.
Yeah.
Don't be touching your sister.
Hey, we are back on Friday, 9 p.m. While we try to catch up here. Friday, 9 p.m. 917-889-3926. Got a few minutes left in the show. Yo, that echo been like bouncing back and forth for about 40 minutes.
Yeah.
Look at that echo.
Blog Talk, get it together.
Gina, did you get the picture? Gina, you get the picture that I sent?
Oh, boy. I believe I did.
Open it in the bathroom.
I'm sending it to her. See, I'm about to send you the same thing.
Hey, Tanisha featuring Jeezy. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
What? Yeah.
I don't even know a Dutch, but. Who you be? Black Eskimo, baby chinchilla, black llama with the organ with the drama. That's on my mama. Alter ego, a fool, so I won't defend them. Guess it is what it is, least I ain't pretending. What?
Who
better, baby? Yeah.
Can we pretend that everything is like yesterday? What if I just wanna be just today? Ain't nobody perfect, so if you take a while, I'll make it worth it. I wanna pretend. Let's pretend that we about to break up. Get the feeling that we will wake up. Break up, suicide, no side. We never count points when we cut that. Let's pretend that ain't prepared. We can get it on again. Let's pretend we never met. A good excuse to play again. Let's pretend we never lie. I pretend it's you.
One and only.
That I'm in love with. If we pretend that it might be where me and I pretend that I give you everything you got. Pretend that I'm there when I ain't there. Pretend that I care when I don't care. Once upon a time I see it. Now I admit that I was fucking with you. Now I pretend that everything's straight. When everything is covered up like this.
again, 917-889-3926 is the number at any time on our show when you want to weigh in. Thank you very much for joining us. And if you miss any part of the show, you can go back a few minutes after 10 p.m. and check our podcast, or check our podcast out anytime. There are well over 500 of them to choose from, many topics, many variations. So make your choice, spin the wheel, and enjoy. Always join us here on Monday through Wednesday and Friday, 9 to 10 p.m. here in the Social Lab, TM Time and Radio. Any parting words, my fellow loves?
Whatever you do, do it well. Yeah. See y'all
later. SaveJames.com, B. We got that boot. Uh-huh. Everybody in D.C. metro area, we got the boot camp popping this Sunday, 11 o'clock. Brentwood, Volta, Neighborhood Park, out North Brentwood,
yeah, y'all
Maryland.
Looking good out there.
We're going to be in Northern VA on the next go-around. We're working on dates for that. But we getting these boot camps probably. I'm trying to get y'all fit for the summertime, man.
Yo,
fit
for
you
the summer and fit for life.
That's
okay.
It.
This is quite
that network.
Stop eating cookies.
Radio. The Social Lab. No, eat cookies. Just
stop eating that pork.
General.
Yeah.
Save James Madison, Boston. Your girl, Hot Chocolate, Toya Cooper, Dee Dee Willingham. Nokia's still out there doing his thing with Drew Hill and Black Angel Down. We love you. We'll
Yo,
see Block you on Friday.
Talk. Block Talk, get your shit together, Block Talk. Stop playing. Get your shit together, baby.